Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of Simply Sasha. Today I want to talk to you about, is your faith dead? Is your faith dead? What I mean by that is it says in the Bible that faith without works is dead. So I want to know, is your faith dead? If we're believing in God for something, then we have to take the next steps to justify the thing that we're believing in. And that means you have to make moves, make faith moves. Faith moves, like, for instance, if I want to publish a book, then I have to make the moves to get the finances that I need to publish a book. And I just recently published my second book, you guys. So I had to make a big faith move. I was believing in God that I could publish this book. But if I would have believed in God but didn't do anything to publish it, then how can I walk by faith? And so I had to walk by faith, believing in God that I would receive the finances after I took on a job. And that's exactly what I did, is I took on a temporary job, got the finances, and published a book. And that's the same sort of concept that you have to keep in mind and do, is you have to make faith moves. Okay, now another example of your faith is if, you know, you see somebody and you see them struggling, and you say, God bless you, but you don't help them. That shows that you don't have faith that God is going to bless them. You have to do something to make that person feel blessed. Give them a few dollars, you know, give them a blanket, give them some money give them some food. You know, if you see your brother or your sister struggling and they don't have anything to eat, they're cold or whatever, then the obvious thing to do is to give them a blanket so they won't be cold or a coat or something, and to give them money to buy food. And so gestures like that justify our faith in the things that we're believing in God for. If we're believing in God that brother or that sister can be blessed, we got to show them by acting on the thing that we believe in. By giving them the thing we believe will bless them. We can't just leave that person and not bless them, but tell them to be blessed. That doesn't justify your faith. And so you have to do things according to God's word. You have to do things to justify your faith, or else your faith is dead. And the way we revive our faith is by walking by faith. We have to make moves. We have to make faith moves, take a leap of faith. Sometimes we're depending on the government, or we're depending on our jobs, or we're depending on our finances, and our jobs come and go, you know, or we're depending on someone to help us, but that person can leave our life, you know, and we have to take the initiative to believe in God and trust in God that He is going to give us the provision we need to have whatever blessing it is that we're going shooting for. And blessings, I don't necessarily mean material things. It could be your health. It could be, you know, the deliverance of a loved one. It could be anything like that. And so it doesn't have to necessarily be something that is seen with the eye, with the natural eye. And so we want to make sure that, you know, we're increasing our faith by taking leaps of faith toward the thing that we believe in, and not depend on the world and its governments or systems to support us, or even family members and friends to support us, but only depend on God and trust in His provision that He has for our lives, because He knows the beginning and the end, and He has a plan for our lives. And so if we constantly go to Him for revelation, then He can give us that provision that we need so that we can receive our blessings and walk by faith and not by sight. Because if we walk by sight, then we have nothing to believe in. You know, we'd have nothing to hope for. But if we walk by faith and not by sight, we can't see anything that's going to come. The blessing, we don't see the blessing yet. But the more we walk by faith and increase our faith, the closer to the blessing we'll get. And so that's just something I want you to take in mind. And that's something I want you to heed. Is your faith dead? And if so, revive it by walking by faith, taking leaps of faith, and increasing your faith. All right, well, that's all I have for you today, guys. Until next time, stay blessed and stay beautiful. This is Simply Sasha. Bye, guys.